ways it won't be long till something better comes along. Did you see them on a boulevard? Did you see them on a promenade? When the lights come on, they can forget that they ever had to work so hard. Did you see them on a boulevard? Did you see them on a promenade? When the lights come on, they can forget that they ever had to work so hard. Land is where the money goes. Don't the time payments grow for a home sweet home? Did you see them on a boulevard? Did you see them on a promenade? When the lights come on, they can forget that they ever had to work so hard.
This is Chum News at 7. Good morning, I'm Dick Smythe. Well, first of all, you'll be glad to know that Hurricane Bell, which threatened the East Coast, will not have any effect on our weather here in the Big Top. The closest its effects will be felt is in Kingston, where there may be cloudy skies and rain today, but nothing to worry about. More about Bell later. How about our weather here in Toronto? Should be sunny today and tomorrow. Looks like a pretty good day shaping up right now. And it will be warm, too. Right now we're showing... Well, it says 80 degrees Celsius. That's obviously wrong. We'll have to get a proper reading for you. We got a wingy thermometer here. There, it's 3, 9. Oh, boy. Engineering help. It will go to 26 or 79 today and 28 or 82 tomorrow. There's no rain in the forecast. That's for Toronto and central Ontario. How about this Belle? Well, she's no longer a hurricane. Belle has been busted to a tropical storm. But she caused heavy weather at Atlantic City last night. Waves crashing over the boardwalk there. Her top winds are 55 miles an hour. The storm now is centered near Danbury, Connecticut, and is moving northward. What was it like on Long Island last night? Marvin Bush was right there in the center of it.
100 strange sounds as the wind whips through the center of Long Island. Hurricane Bell. Trees bending. The flags that are on the flagpole here at the Emergency Preparedness Center in Yaphank. Whipping in the wind, and one of them almost completely ripped. A kind of a low moaning sound is what the hurricane is making as it approaches its zenith, passing through this area of Long Island.
She probably will pass through New Brunswick later today, and they expect winds as high as 80 miles an hour on the Bay of Fundy. Toronto is a little gun-shy ever since Hazel in 1954, but again, the weather office assures us that Bell will have no effect on our area whatsoever. We've got those proper temperatures right now. At the present time, it's 19 Celsius, 67 Fahrenheit. 22 people suffered minor injuries last night when two TDC streetcars collided on the Queensway at the Kingsway Bridge. A westbound car hit the rear of another car. Happened about 6:30 last night. The Destroying Angel has been found in some metro parks again this year. The Destroying Angel is a deadly mushroom, the most deadly one found in North America, so deadly that a mouthful will kill. What's more, there is no antidote for it, and what's more, again, it looks very much like an edible variety, so much so that even experts sometimes are fooled. One of the greatest and most important jigsaw puzzles in history continues in Philadelphia. Medical men still don't have the answer about the Legionnaire's disease that now has killed 27 people. But they're getting closer to an answer. Everyone connected with that American Legion convention, including some 20 people from Metro Toronto, are filling out very detailed questionnaires. The doctors hope that they will come up with some common clue, some common element. They have one already. The date, July 23rd. Everyone who contracted the disease was at the convention on that date. We're watching it for you daily. Calhoun, Louisiana, and for a time last night, it looked like the gateway to hell. A 20-inch natural gas pipeline exploded last night. 6 are dead. There's a 30-foot crater in the ground. 3 mobile homes and 2 houses were destroyed. They just aren't there anymore this morning. The Chinese say there may be more earthquakes. There were several moderate tremors reported yesterday. I learned over the weekend that the Chinese have the most sophisticated earthquake warning system in the world. Already it forecasts several serious quakes, although it missed on this one. The Harrises have been found guilty of kidnapping and robbery charges, but they were acquitted of six assault charges in their trial at Los Angeles yesterday. They haven't been sentenced yet, and a date for sentencing has not yet been set. It's that time of year again. Sneeze, cry, cough, hay fever time. Well, we may have come up with an answer to it. Researchers at the Federal Weed Control Station in Regina have imported an insect from Argentina called the thrip. The thrip, T-H-R-I-P. It apparently attacks ragweed and only ragweed. If it can survive the Canadian climate, it could be used to eliminate ragweed, and in 10 years we could breathe easily in August, something a lot of us simply can't do if we're hay fever sufferers. You're with Chum Toronto. It's 7:05. Jeffrey McClay's been found, and he's okay. He's the 5-year-old retarded boy who has been missing up on the Bruce Peninsula for 5 days. Found by a woman near a lighthouse yesterday. Few cuts and scratches, but okay. Another heart-tugging case at Chatsworth, California, where a 5-year-old deaf boy wandered away from his parents and entered a mile-long railway tunnel. He spent the night huddled at the side of the tunnel as the trains thundered by. The engineer of one of the trains saw the boy. He was rescued. Other than the effects of exposure, he is okay. This French-English thing continues to haunt us. Air Canada has issued orders that only English be used in the cockpit. That is not to the liking of French crew members who are seeking an injunction against Air Canada. The matter came before the court yesterday, and a group of French-speaking pilots testified that the English-only rule has caused a deterioration in working relations on the flight deck, that they are the targets of insults and humiliations from English crew members. The debate goes on and on and on and on and on. Looks like another gangland affair in Montreal. 3 men with hoods over their heads invaded a bar in the north end of the city, shot and killed one man, and critically injured a second. The victim was 38-year-old Roland Giguere. He'd acted as a go-between recently in setting up a murder-for-hire contract. That's 54 murders to date this year in Montreal. Another murder here in Toronto, it appears a man was beaten and left to die in a vacant building at 107 St. Patrick. The body was found late last night, and police have been talking to transients in the area in search of a suspect. Dow Chemical put on the juice yesterday, said the Dow simply will not spend any more money in Canada, and indeed even may close its operations in Sarnia if the anti-inflation regulations are not changed. What does Jean-Luc Papin, the unflappable and fast-talking chairman of the AIB, think of that? He's just trying to attract attention, says Papin. There's been new racial strife in South Africa, 2 blacks killed in battles between police and bands of youths in black townships outside Johannesburg. The BCR will be here at Chum tomorrow, and my goodness, we've got some visitors already. Debbie and her friend showed up at Chum at 11:30 last night with suitcases, food, everything. Why, for goodness sake, why?
I hope to see him. You know, we want to speak to him. Just say hi. You know, I don't want to attack him or anything. I just want to say hi and meet him. It's, I hope, you know...
The Rollers are due to appear at Chum at 1 tomorrow. Do you enjoy upstairs, downstairs? If so, you'll be either delighted or distressed to learn that producer Bob Fryer plans to produce a Broadway musical based on the TV series. And a great idea that I'll tell you right now is simply not going to happen. Peter Labbitt, who's the festival chairman for Grey Cup Week, says that he is hoping to discourage all rowdiness and street activities and turn it into a mature adult affair in Toronto. Lots of luck. Norma, how are they moving this Tuesday morning?
Heading out of town today, there are delays on the flights east because of the storm, but around our area, no driving problems this morning. Finally, the roads are dry and we have no accidents, and just a normal buildup as things get underway.
The $1,000 Chum Hotline is there to help you help us. 923-1133.
Girls keep sliding through your door. You pay them by the score. But every time you think you paid, there's always one bill more.
But I paid this hydro bill. I did. Oh, I didn't. Oh, well, there goes this month's savings. I've got to get organized.
If you could only get a dime to show, you could really make some savings grow. Come to Scotiabank, they'll grow with us.
Scotiabank's 2 go-together accounts get you organized and help you save. A Scotia checking account keeps track of your bills with a detailed monthly statement. Then, a Scotia Blue Chip savings account pays high interest on the money left over.
Come on, everybody, grow with us, grow with us. Watch your savings grow, grow with us, grow with us. Come on, everybody, grow with us, grow with us. Come to Scotiabank and grow with us.
Chum Sports, the waiting game is over for Doyle Orange. The big running back who has been the spearhead of the Argonaut running attack for the past few seasons was released last night to make room for Anthony Davis, who was activated from the injury list. Orange was placed on waivers without recall. Head coach Russ Jackson says he's sorry to see Orange go, but believes the type of offense the Argos are running this year is suited more for Davis and fullback Al Bloomingdale. The Argos also have John Harvey on the injury list, which no doubt played a big role in the decision to drop Orange. Bloomingdale is a blocking back, the type needed to spring Davis. AD will make his debut tomorrow night for the club against Ottawa at the CNE. One CFL game on tap tonight. The undefeated Edmonton Eskimos head into Winnipeg to meet the Blue Bombers. The threat of Hurricane Bell forced cancellation of last night's NFL exhibition game between the New York Giants and the New York Jets. One game was played, with Pittsburgh doubling the score on the Philadelphia Eagles 14-7. The high winds caused by Hurricane Bell disrupted that game at times and stopped world team tennis matches in Uniondale, New York, as well as harness racing cards in Yonkers and thoroughbred racing in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Baseball saw a no-hitter last night. Pittsburgh's John Candelaria blanked Los Angeles 2-0. He was aided by two outfield plays in the second inning by Al Oliver and Dave Parker. It's the first no-hitter thrown against the Dodgers in 26 years. In other games, Expos nipped San Francisco 2-1, Houston hammered St. Louis 13-4. The division leaders squared off in the American League. It wasn't much of a contest as Kansas City bounced the slumping Yankees 8-2, Cleveland doubled Chicago 4-2, and Texas took Detroit 8-1. Bobby Orr checked in and out of Team Canada's training camp in Montreal yesterday, but Sam Pollock hopes to have him back by next Monday. Orr and 29 other players reported for physicals and team pictures at the forum. Phil Esposito showed up 20 pounds lighter than he was when he came to camp for Team Canada 72, so he's obviously taking things seriously. The Soviets would appear to be the team to beat in the series, but Espo isn't that impressed.
I don't think they're going to be the toughest hockey team. They're all going to be very, very tough. There's no denying that. But the Swedes are going to be tough with the additions of the world hockey players and Boris Salmin and Hammerstrom. I think the Czechs won the world tournament, so they're going to be tough. We don't know too much about the Finns, but I'm sure they're going to be a well-represented hockey team. And the United States will have a good hockey team with the United States players from the NHL and World Hockey. So I think it's going to make for one heck of a hockey tournament.
Two-a-day workouts for players begin this morning at the Forum. The World Hockey Association has a new owner. Ray Kroc of McDonald Hamburg fame, an owner of the baseball Padres, has purchased the San Diego Mariners. He's promised that all money owing the players will be paid up. The WHA is holding a week of meetings in Toronto, and last night announced that the shift of the Cleveland Crusaders to St. Paul is official. That means no team for Hollywood, Florida, at least this year. At the Olympiad for the physically disabled, Jean Paquette of Alberta won her third gold medal for Canada. That brings our gold count to 15. The United States took the lead yesterday, with Britain and the Netherlands close behind. In tennis, Jimmy Connors beat Raul Ramirez in three sets to win the international tournament in New Hampshire. The match had to be moved indoors because of Hurricane Bell. Roscoe Tanner had little trouble taking Stan Smith in straight sets to win the Buckeye tourney in Columbus, Ohio. For all the final scores, you can call your Chum Sports Line 24 hours a day at 925-2211.
We're flying along a mountain valley. The mountains look solid, immovable, eternal. But listen to this. An avalanche, thousands of tons of ice and rock crash down into the valley below. Solid ground isn't always as solid as it seems. Remember that if you're working in construction, digging a trench. If you hit a layer of soft soil, or if there's water in the ground, those solid-looking trench walls can collapse on you like an avalanche. Never work in a trench deeper than 4 feet unless its sides are sloped or properly supported. That's not just common sense. It's the law. And the law is to protect you. And keep anything that could fall well clear of the edge of your trench. It takes know-how to prevent an accident. You've got it, use it. Your Construction Safety Association in cooperation with the Workmen's Compensation Board.
Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario. Sunny today, yes, and tomorrow too. It should be a warm 26 today, 16 tonight, a warmer 28 tomorrow. It's 19 Celsius, 67 Fahrenheit at Chum.
You're sure it's 67 degrees. 713. Here in the Superstar Summer, Roger Ashby in for Jay Nelson and Lou Rawls. Been a long time since this man's had a big hit record. You'll never find another love like mine.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. find. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else. No one else. You'll never find. It'll take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way, you are
gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
When it's cold outside, find another love like mine. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's
smooth, I'd say. Lou Rawls, you'll never find another love like mine here on the Jane Elson Show. Good morning to you. It's 7:17, and we're giving you the superstars on record, in concert, and in person. Tomorrow night, of course, the Bay City Rollers at Maple Leaf Gardens. We've already got some people camped outside Chum here waiting to meet them when they come down here tomorrow afternoon. You know, a week from tomorrow, the CNE opens.
I don't think I've ever eaten anything that tasted quite as much like leather.
Other than that time you ate your shoe on a bed, remember?
Yeah, well, that was politics. That's a different thing.
I remember the time Ian brought those chickens over for the barbecue.
The sounds of a get-together. Lots of talk, lots of jokes and laughing. All the noises of people having a great time. But take away all the chit-chat and laughing, and you'll hear another sound. A quiet, really beautiful sound. It's the sound of 50. Labatt's 50. Canada's favorite ale. Doesn't matter where you say it or how you say it, you can't say beer any better.
Hear that? That's my Bell Canada Bellboy Pocket Pager. I keep it clipped onto my belt so I never miss an important message. Whenever somebody wants to get hold of me, I get beeped, like this. Saves me a lot of time and money. And if there's a problem, they fix them for nothing.
Bellboy. It's the best pocket pager on the market, and it costs only $21.50 a month. For more information, call your Bell Canada business office. Get the beep?
Boy, those minutes tick by fast in the morning. Can you imagine what it'd be like if everybody got ready to go to work as fast as they got ready to leave work? 7:18, here's Ozark.
Never seems to be quiet. true. Going places where you've never been. Blue jacket, you're going again.
From your music station, Chum and Jackie Blue. Jackie's got something in common with the skies today. Sunny all day today with a high of 75. Just be thankful it's not raining outside. You'd be stuck cleaning out the attic.
Miracle.
Miracle Food Mart leads the way. It's true, they really do lead the way.
Yes, Miracle leads the way with overall everyday low prices, as low as or lower than those of any major supermarket chain. That's the Miracle policy. Any day of the week, all summer long, you can stretch your family food budget the furthest at your nearest Miracle Food Mart. When you shop for staples you use every day, like milk, eggs, and bread, for fresh produce, groceries, Canada Grade A beef, for the hot dogs, hamburgers, and ice cream you'll want for the barbecue, you'll like the prices at Miracle.
Miracle.
Miracle Food Mart leads the way. It's true, they really do lead the way.
A great steak lunch for just $1.49? You'll find it at Ponderosa Steakhouse, Canada's largest steakhouse chain. A steak lunch complete with a tossed green salad and fresh baked roll, all for $1.49. Try Ponderosa's mouth-watering desserts, fresh strawberries, delicious parfaits, and great pies. Have lunch today at Ponderosa. The parking is easy and the service is fast. You'll soon discover why Ponderosa will serve over 18 million steaks in Canada this year alone. There's a Ponderosa on Highway 7 near Heart Lake Road, Brampton.
Chum wants you to know how it feels to be a winner in the incredible Superstar Summer of 76.
What's that?
I love them! Oh, my God! The Basin Award!
Would you like to go see them for any chance? Oh,
yes, of course, anytime.
You would, eh?
Oh, my God.
That's for you, Foreign Chance Star Sign.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You are the reason we do what we do. We do it for you on 1050 Chum.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town.
Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place,
slapped Janet's face. There, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. Blood will spill. And if the boys want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long, won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town, boys.
And the boys are back in town. The boys are up out of bed at 7:26. Chum Superstar Summertime. No accidents around town this morning. Things are just normally slow in the parkway and places like that. So take it easy coming in. Prisoners in federal penitentiaries across the country today are holding a one-day hunger strike. You've probably heard about this. To protest inmates being placed in solitary confinement. That's a very interesting thing. You know that old phrase, a kid grows up to follow in his father's footsteps. What does a son of a convict say? Gonna grow up and follow in his father's fingerprints? Or?
When Midas replaces your mother, you get something you never got before. Cause we do just a little bit extra and we know just a little bit more. Because we don't think that expecting more is really expecting too much. Come in and get something special. Come in and get the Midas. Come in and get the Midas touch.
One of Midas's special touches is the famous Midas Guarantee. It means that your Midas muffler is guaranteed for as long as you own your car. And if you need a new muffler, a new guaranteed Midas muffler will be installed in your car by any Midas shop for only a service charge. And you get this service at over 700 Midas muffler shops across North America. Why settle for less? Get the Midas touch.
Come in and get something special. Come in and get the Midas. Come in and get the Midas touch.
You can get the Midas touch at 363 King Street West at Peter Street, one of 15 Midas shops in the Toronto area.
Your place at Simpsons, E3.
You and E3, you're changing together. You and E3, you know you look so fine. E3 and you, you'll get it together. Cause E3 and you can do what's on your mind.
E3 Simpsons, it's really your place for all the ways a female wants to look. E3 has all the looks while they're happening. E3 Simpsons and you, get it together.
E3 and you can do what's on your mind.
Opportunity only knocks once, so let her in. Here is John Travolta from Chum.
I'm different today. Hey, hey. Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't get away. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. You know what I find a look at her face and there isn't a trace of doubt in my mind. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Let her in my life. Gonna open up after so long. Gonna open up after so long. With my feet stuck on the ground and my head against the wall, I've been called.
So why? Something inside and it can't be denied, and I'm ready to try. Gonna let her in, gonna let her in, gonna let her in my life.
In the Superstar Summer, and this is Roger Ashby doing it for you.
1050 Chum, Toronto.
Superstar Summer, this is Roger Ashby sitting in for Jay Nelson. It's going to be a sunny day today. That's good news. Sunny today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with a high near 80 today. The overnight low about 60, and right now it's 67 degrees at Chum.
And if my children are going to chew gum, I want them to chew the sugarless gum. I had seen the commercials on TV, but I wasn't really sold on it. So I tried it, and it really tastes good. So since then, I've always bought Trident.
Mrs. Sylvia Godin of St. Bruno, Quebec, is telling us about her experiences with Trident sugarless gum. Do your children like Trident's flavor, Mrs. Godin?
I mean, they're so young. They're 4.5 and 2.5. If I give them a piece of gum after lunch, I have to take it out before supper time. So I suppose it has flavor, if it lasts that long.
Well, what about their teeth?
I'm a toothbrush addict. As soon as they have a candy, I'll have them brush their teeth. So with the sugarless gum, I don't have to take out the brush all the time. Because they chew a piece of gum for hours, and that way I'm not worried for their teeth because it's sugarless.
Trident sugarless gum for families who don't want to chew sugar when they chew gum.
And I told myself if ever I have children, I will be careful of their teeth.
Right on. 7:35. I didn't know what that was. It's Paul McCartney and Wings, and Let Him In.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. Let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. Let him in. Yeah. Let him in.
Thank you.
finish. Paul McCartney and Wings and Let Him In from Your Chum. Big song in Toronto here, 7:40 on the Jay Nelson Show. In the Superstar Summer, it's 67 degrees and sunny all day. You know, it was on this day in 1876 that the first long-distance telephone call was made from Paris, Ontario, to Brantford, which was 8 miles away, this day in 1876, and the line was busy. Would you believe that? Actually, the call would have been made a lot earlier than August 10th, but they had to wait 6 weeks for installation.
This couple is about to start a celebration.
To our first home.
Roy and Janice are new on the block. They've just moved into Etobicoke North, an exciting new neighborhood created especially for you by Cadillac Fairview. All the homes have been innovatively designed with unique layouts you probably won't find anywhere else. Etobicoke North could be your dream come true. It's Cadillac Fairview's way of giving you the quality home you want at an affordable price. A great location, community center, shopping, schools, and many more amenities are all part of Etobicoke North. Kipling just north of Albion Road. It could be the reason for your next celebration.
Cadillac Fairview, building better homes for everyone, everywhere.
I know gas is expensive, but how can you beat the comfort? I mean, I've got everything in this car. Air conditioning, the works. Plus, I leave when I want, stop when I want. All the comforts of home. You can't beat it, really.
Today's Voyager bus can beat it. With hourly service on most routes, comfortable seats, comfortable washroom, and best of all, comfortable fares. It's what your car used to cost. Next time, Voyager. It's the best deal going.
Hourly trips to Ottawa, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 1320 one way.
1050 Chum.
Montreal 2, San Francisco 1 in baseball action last night, and there were a couple of NFL preseason games. One, the Jets and Giants, was rained out. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 14-7. BCR. Actually, you haven't heard anything yet. You wait till they get on stage at Maple Leaf Gardens tomorrow night. The Bay City Rollers in Toronto. We got a couple of people camped out outside Chum here waiting for their arrival at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll be here on the air live. 7:45, Chum Superstar Summertime. Roger Ashby for Jay Nelson at 67 degrees, and traffic conditions are pretty good this morning around Metro. The Queen E picks up at Cawthra, slows again at the Humber. The Parkway is okay after Lawrence, and Yonge Street is heavy, picking up the Mount Pleasant overflow.
KTEL presents Canada's Finest, Solid Gold. A super new album, 20 original hits, original stars, BTO, Charity Brown,
any way you want it, it's all right.
Hart.
Hey, you.
Miles and Lenny.
Hold on, lovers.
Murray McLaughlin. April Wine. David Hardy, Bib, Ian Thomas, Wednesday, and Bagliero. Tom Middleton.
One night lovers.
But guess who?
American woman, stay away from me.
Get Canada's finest, American solid woman. Gold, all new, all Canadian. $5.99 from KTEL, tape or cassette $6.99.
It's available at the KTEL display at Wilco Department Stores, Woolworths, the Bay Sellers, and Sam the Record Man.
Hi. Know what I got here?
No.
It's an Olympic lottery check for $1 million. Let me hold it up to the microphone so you can get a better look.
There it is,
in living color. There are six of these $1 million checks available for six separate winning tickets in Olympic Lottery Canada. In all, a possible 105,000 winners could share more than $29 million in total available prize money. But don't wait. Buy your tickets now. The last draw sold out very early. Olympic Lottery Canada. Where there are six $1 million grand prizes, cash, tax-free.
If you've got to be there by 8 o'clock, you've got 14 minutes to make it. 7:46 from Chum. Here's a song from Hair. Three Dog Night and Easy to Be Hard.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard. Easy to be cold. No feeling. How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud. Easy to say no.
Singing lead for Three Dog Night here at Chum. 749 and 67 degrees, sunny all day today. At least that's what it says here. Warmest spot around Canada is going to be Regina with a high of about 83.
For many years prior to 1975, most new cars came equipped with belted 2+2 tires. Now it's time for many of the owners of those cars to get new tires. And Canadian Tire recommends a superior construction, the 4+2 Belto Glass Tire. Four body plies of DuPont nylon topped with two rugged glass belts gives you the safest of glass belt constructions. Plus, a generous mileage increase. Enough for Canadian Tire to give Belto Glass a 30,000-mile tread wear rating. Yet, with all its advantages, the price of this 4+2 tire may be no more at Canadian Tire than the regular price of a 2+2 tire elsewhere.
For example, when you buy one 4 plus 2 Belto glass in the F7814 white wall, it's just $33.75. Buy two or more at the same time, and the price drops to $30.16 each after discount for cash. If you don't want to invest in Belto glass, get the low-price Contender polyester for about $10 less at Canadian Tire.
1941. Abbott and Costello were box office magic. Joe DiMaggio set a baseball first, and Canada Dry was there to see it all. Canada Dry, the champagne of ginger ale, with the original dry taste that cooled the thirst of a whole new generation. Today, it's still the only soft drink of its kind. Discover its cool, dry taste. Canada Dry, the original dry ginger ale.
10:50 Chum.
This is the educational portion of the program. What comes after 9? Terry Steele. 9 to noon today on Chum. 7:51. Heaven must be missing an angel. There are the Tavares Brothers. Missing an Angel. You heard it right here from your music station, Chum, on the Jane Ellison Show. Roger Ashby is here at 67 degrees, a nice comfortable temperature. We'll have a high of about 80 today and lots of sunshine. Keep that star sign on to win.
Good morning, Canada. Hi. McDonald's is fixing Egg McMuffin for you.
You're the one.
You don't have to be late to work. You go into McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin. You have plenty of time to eat and then still time to get to work on time.
We're fixing breakfast for you.
In the morning, I can remember two words I can remember. Egg McMuffin.
What gets me up is the vision of an Egg McMuffin.
You're the one. We're fixing Egg McMuffin.
McMuffin.
Picture this. Nice, fresh eggs cooked in butter.
With a slice of processed cheese.
On a toasted English muffin.
Yeah. Topped with back bacon.
Like a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Can you get juice?
Yeah, oh, yes, you can get all of it.
It's fantastic.
Your wine McDonald's breakfast is cooked that special way. So come on in, it's a very good bite, because you deserve a break today.
If an egg McMuffin could get me up in the morning, I'm sure my boss would pay for it.
At McDonald's. We do it all for you.
You know, they say that you are what you eat, and today I am an Egg McMuffin.
Good morning, Canada.
I'm Lorraine Thompson with great news from your neighborhood Mac store. The old-fashioned natural-flavored ice cream you remember is back. New Silverwood Canadian Deluxe is a super-rich, creamy ice cream in a new flip-top box. If you're hankering for the kind of great ice cream you remember, make a quick trip to Mac's for Silverwood Canadian Deluxe.
Second week of the month already. You realize that? August is the time of year when your kids don't want to leave the summer camp they didn't want to go to in July. Bee Gees.